They are twins, my love.
Perfect twins. My love, you were marvellous.
Do you have names for them, my dear?
Yes. This one we'll name Erin. He looks rather strong, wouldn't you say?
He has red in his hair, just like your father.
He does indeed. And this one, why don't you name him, dear?
Edgar Caliban Fals. I wish to name him after my brother, who fought so bravely in the Shadow Wars.
An honourable title, my love.
I love you, my sweet Edgar, my son. And I will raise you to be kind and gentle. Who goes there?
I do. Hush. I promise you. I am not here to harm you, your ladyship.
Then why have you come?
Firstly, I come with tidings of congratulations. You are a beautiful mother. However, I must also bring a warning, of which you must heed, my lady, for there is great danger surrounding your sons.
Danger? What sort of danger?
Because of their heritage, your sons will grow with great and terrible power. The kind that can hurt, rather than heal. And one of them will suffer a destiny you cannot stop.
No! Surely there is a way to change fate.
I fear not. For once fate grips a heart, I fear they will not let go.
Why? Why, my sons?
The gods are cruel. And your sons have a great part to play in the fate of us all. One that could lead to destruction and fear, should it not be stopped.
When shall it happen?
I am afraid I cannot give you an exact date. Although your son will be very little when fate will make its mark. Be ever watchful, your highness, for fate is most cruel to those they deem different.
Welcome, Callista. What brings you this far east to the borders of our kingdom?
Hello, Your Highness, and thank you for welcoming me into your gates. It is an honour to be in the presence of Milady Rothstone.
And you are a delight, my dear. though I wish our reunion were under better circumstances.
As do I. A social visit is better than what I currently seek, for I've set out in search of my love.
You seek your king?
I fear something terrible has befallen him. Or if not, something dark is coming. I've had many visions and dreams of ash and ember. There is a shadow looming, and it is frightening.
So I see. Do you have any idea what this looming shadow is?
No. When I close my eyes, there he is, walking through fire and shadow. Pain surrounds him, yet he relishes in it. His eyes are cold and his laughter is chilling, echoing and bouncing all around me. I cannot escape!
Ah, Your Highness? Pardon the interruption, but your husband has returned and is requesting permission to see you.
Oh, bring him in, please.
Yes, Milady Rothstone.
Hello, my love.
Hello, my king. And hello to you, Ranger of the Marshlands. I trust your journey was a pleasant one?
Aye, Your Grace. I am honored to be in your presence.
A gentleman at heart. Your people continue to impress me.
Many thanks, Queen Alwyn.
Certainly. And I welcome you. I trust my husband kept you safe while you were away at sea?
Yes, he is the most excellent, what is it that you are called again, Kirian?
Buccaneer.
A buccaneer. Such a strange term. But yes, Your Grace, he is an excellent buccaneer.
Arryn.
Callista?
'Tis good to see you alive and well, Arryn.
Indeed, my lady. However, as much as I'm relieved to see you, what are you doing here?
I'm seeking Malachi. It's been so long since I've heard from him, and I fear the worst.
Rather a coincidence that we're both seeking our family. I've been looking for Edgar, as I've had terrible dreams, and I fear they're an omen of sorts.
Dreams of fire and ash, and...
of laughter that echoes in the dead of night. So you too have been gifted by the seers, and it seems someone desires us to find our family.
Indeed it does.
Well, I hope all is well. I bid you welcome, Prince Arryn. I trust my husband kept you safe while you were away at sea?
Aye, Your Grace.
I am glad. Arryn, my love, how are you?
Healthy, dearest Kate. Healthy and alive! Though I fear I cannot stay long.
A sad affair. But I trust the Knight of Lord Anwyn will protect you.
Aye. Well said, lass.
Gabrielle, please show Callista and Arryn to their respectable guest chambers. They've had difficult journeys and require time to rest.
Aye. Lady Rothstone, it shall be done.
And then, please see to it that my husband is given a hot bath, fresh provisions, and a good meal before he departs again.
My love, you give me too much. I deserve none of this from ye.
You braved the seas and came to me. You are the jewel I cling to. I will cherish you as you have honored me.
And with my sword, I pledge to protect you, and pray I will never stray far from Anwyn's light.
Our vows are true. I love you. Now go, rest, my dear, for you have a long journey ahead.
Aye, that I shall do.
We shall as well. I thank you once again for your hospitality and friendship, Lady Catron.
Always. Your family has been good to the kingdom. You have my undying loyalty, Lady Faust.
tired.
Well, leading the Crimson Rangers hasn't been an easy task. Although I was separated from my men a few months back.
Where did you end up?
In the bogs of the Western Marshes. The last thing I remember before a were-leopard knocked me unconscious was the sounds of my men shouting.
Well, I'm glad you survived. It's good to see you again, Aaron. It's been far too long, and the war has taken its toll on many lives. I was included.
Aye. The war certainly took much from us all, although it is always a pleasure to be in your presence, Lady Faust. And I agree, the war has tarried on too long.
It certainly has. Can you tell me when was the last time you saw Malachi or Edgar?
To be truthful, I haven't seen them since the Battle of the Shadowlands in 1617. After our victory against the Were-Leopard King and his army, I was separated from my brothers.
Do you know where they went?
Unfortunately, I'm afraid Edgar was sworn to secrecy, and Malachi's last known location to me was somewhere in a city located west. He's a diplomat, and I imagine his duties oft take him into varying fey courts.
Indeed. He was way swamped in those meetings. Oh.
Callista, are you all right? My lady, what's wrong?
I'm not sure.
Do you need to sit down and rest a minute? The hall is awfully long and windy, and you've had a long journey,
Excuse me, I...
Callista!
I need a doctor. I think I'm...
Say no more, m'lady. Give me your arm. I believe there is a healer's chamber down these corridors.
Incredible! Look at those buildings! Oh, the architecture is magnificent!
Indeed. The Dark Elves are incredible craftsmen and builders.
Truly. I say, are those runes, Malachi? I fear I cannot read them.
I can read it. It says, "Enter here, the City of Shadow. For it is under the guise of Lord Arcano that we are guarded from all evil."
Oh, that's a bit dreary. But when did you learn to read runes?
Many moons ago, when I was a pupil to Lord Baelor, a blacksmith of the town to the south. He taught me many things while I was under his tutelage.
Ah. Was he an elf himself?
Nay, he was a centaur. And a bloody funny one at that.
Is this odd to you, brother? The emptiness of the city. I heard Arcane was a bustling city, lively and full of people.
It is odd, yes. I would stay on guard, Edgar. I sense something is amiss.
Indeed. Ride on, Eclipse.
Look, up there, brother. That's a Lothair. A flower which grows in bunches together on the bush.
Oh, my goodness! I'd love to bring one back to the kingdom. Such a rare beauty.
Perhaps when we meet the head of the city, we shall ask if we can. Lothair flowers are a gift and a sign of good fortune in times of trouble.
Aren't they used in healing drinks too?
True. Wine is produced by them. But so are tonics and perfumes.
You know so much, Malachi.
Well, being a diplomat might have me serving lords on their asses, as you so bluntly put it. But at least I've gained knowledge.
I'm sorry. I lost my temper. I shouldn't have said that to you 3 weeks ago.
And I shouldn't be holding a grudge. Yet here we are.
Well, you certainly have changed since. Since I last saw you.
Honestly, the war has changed us both.
It certainly has. And I hope Erin is safe. Wherever he is.
Well, actually,
Edgar, I've been meaning... Edgar, I've been hiding something from you.
I don't like your tone.
About Aaron. I heard from him, actually. He said he's safe. In a campsite to the north.
Oh, thank the goddess. For a second there, you scared me. I don't know what I would do if I lost Erin. Or you.
You won't lose me.
Do you promise?
I promise.
Are those roses, brother?
Get away from them. We'll suffocate if we're so much as near them.
Why would the elven kin of Arcane litter the path with roses?
I can only assume he does not wish to see our kind, but rest assured, I have a friend here. One who will be able to help us decipher the meaning of your divine branding.
I hope so. Where do you suppose we should go for the night?
Halt! What are you doing in our streets?
Hello, ma'am. My name is Malachi, and I...
An uncle Isabella. But almost insists he come with me right away. It is not safe in the streets after curfew.
Curfew? I'm confused, Miss Isabella.
Come. I shall explain more on my boat. It is this way. Come. I have a stable for your horses and warm food.
Well, that was rather random and frightening. Do we trust her, brother?
No. What choice do we have? Come, let us stay alert and follow her.
Agreed. We needn't be stupid and let our guard down.
Ah, welcome to my home, your graces.
We are not royalty, ma'am.
Ah, but indeed you are, my lord. The crest upon your shoulders is the House of Faust, is it not?
Perhaps I stole it off a Faust bastard.
Quell your tongue, and know, I am no fool. I know who I'm standing in the presence of. You are Prince Malachi, and he is King Edgar Faust, King of the Vampires. And I am at your service, for I pledge myself to you.
If you bear good intent, Miss Isabella, pray tell how you know who I am. The Dark Elves owe no allegiance to vampires.
Something does not add up.
Aye. Yes, the Dark Elves are known to be neutral in this time. Wah. However, we have heard tales of the fighting against the were-leopards, mighty Lord Edgar. How you struck the king down at the age of 23 in a rose...
Flattery is kind. And I know bards like to sing. But you would think it would be after the war in which such songs are sung.
My brother is right. Your kind are neutral in the war. How do you know of his deeds?
Bad singing means gossip. Although we can stand here and pick over where my intel comes from, trust in me. And no, I am an ally to the vampiric realm. If I was not, I would not tell you that the Arcane City is not a safe place right now. In fact, it's more dangerous than you can imagine.
How so?
The Shadow Cast Mages have infiltrated our region. My lord and our king have surrendered this land. It is not safe for you to be here. Even more so, tis a danger to be harboring enemies of the Nightmares.
The Nightmares are enemies, that much is true. But surely we must help. Malachi...
Nay, you mustn't, sir. For tonight only, you may stay in my barn. But you must go by first light, or face the terror of the Shadow Mages, as my people have these many months.
I see. Well, I thank you for your hospitality and risking your life, Lady Isabella. We shall head for the barn and rest. You won't even know we were here.
Prince Aaron, I must ask you to leave and turn in for the eve. I promise ye, I'll escort Lady Faust to her chambers personally.
As you wish, Mum. I bid you good night, Lady Faust, and I will ask the gods for your health to be well.
Thank you for your concerns, Prince Aaron.
Aye, you're my sister-in-law and my queen. Farewell, your ladyship.
Tell me, is it bad news? Am I ill with the blood fever?
I know, your ladyship. The news is rather joyous, in fact.
Joyous?
I should think so. You're pregnant.
What?
Yes. In fact, I'd say you've been carrying around a child for 2 years at this point.
Is the child healthy?
My magic indicates that yes, your baby is perfectly healthy. I can project with me magic. What do they look like if you would wish to see?
Please.
Effia, Lesha! Ah! Here you are.
Is it a boy?
Yes. You're going to have a son, Lady Faust.